Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, July 30th. I'm Mark Daniels. Milwaukee Brewers really scuffling in Florida. They lose for the second consecutive night in St. Petersburg, falling to the Tampa Bay Rays 5-1. Brewers managed only three hits for the second straight game. This time they struck out 14 times. Alex Cobb worked eight innings, gave up all three hits, and had a dozen of the strikeouts with everything working.
It makes pitching fun. You know, you're able to go out there and get all that stuff out of your head and just go out and play the game of pitching. You know, you're able to say, let's go inside fastballs outside and just do it. You know, you don't have to think about how am I going to get it over there, or, you know, how am I going to repeat what I just did. So you just get the ball, see a sign, and go attack it.
Brewers struck first. Scooter Gennett with a sacrifice fly in the fifth inning gave Matt Garza the lead, but he gave it right back, allowing a solo home run by Ben Zobrist in the bottom of the sixth. Garza worked seven innings, scattering five hits and allowing only a run. In the eighth, Will Smith came on, and he got into trouble. Couple of hits, three walks. Zobrist with a go-ahead RBI double. Smith would give up four runs in the rally, and the Rays would get the win. Manager Ron Renicki says, we ran into another pitcher with a hot arm.
Cobb's really good. His split finger's outstanding. He knows when to throw a fastball. So he was tough to hit. Garza, I thought, did a great job. Matched him. That's all you can ask, and then they got the big hits. We didn't get any.
Rays will go for a sweep on Wednesday afternoon, sending their ace David Price against Giovanni Gallardo. The Brewers lead down to just one game in the NL Central, and it's over the Pittsburgh Pirates, who moved into second place with a 3-1 victory in San Francisco over the Giants. Travis Snyder hitting a two-run home run, and Josh Harrison says, hey, we believe.
Just over the course of the past couple of years, you know, we've gotten older, gotten more mature, and, you know, we got a good group of guys, and we know what we can accomplish, and we know what we're capable of. So, you know, past couple of years, it's been a growing, you know, learning curve, and, you know, we're hitting it head on.
Pirates have moved ahead of St. Louis. The Cardinals drop into third place after they fall to the San Diego Padres 3-1. Tyson Ross getting the win, working six innings. Cardinal manager Mike Matheny said, we just never were able to figure the guy out.
You're facing a guy that's throwing the ball well, who's just throwing with a lot of confidence. You got to take advantage of those early opportunities, and we weren't able to do that.
Cincinnati Reds are back at 500. They shut out the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-0. Mike Leake went 7 2/3, scattering five hits. Cubs outlast the Colorado Rockies 4-3 in Chicago. The game going 16 innings. Starlin Castro ends it with a sacrifice fly, 6 hours and 27 minutes, the longest game ever played at Wrigley Field. Cubs starter Edwin Jackson, yeah, he flamed out early for manager Rick Renteria, and that forced him to tax his bullpen.
His pitch count really was elevated, obviously. Four innings, 104 pitches, I think it was, 105, and we couldn't send him back out like that. You know, and not everybody did a great job.
Game ended early Wednesday morning. Miami Marlins beat the Washington Nationals 3-0. Henderson Alvarez and three relievers combine in a five-hitter. Cole Hamill strikes out 8 over 8 innings as the Phillies shut out the Mets 6-0. Dodgers over the Braves by a score of 8-4. Matt Kemp with a couple of home runs. Dodgers also announced that legendary broadcaster Vin Scully will return for a 66th season next year. Scully, now 86 years of age. In the American League, Baltimore beat the Angels 7-6 in 12 innings. Manny Machado with a walk-off home run. Seattle scored 4 in the fourth and held off Cleveland 5-2. White Sox, a 7-run seventh inning, handled Detroit 11-4. Blue Jays over the Red Sox 4-2. Boston scratching John Lester from the starting rotation for Wednesday's game. Mentioned prominently in trade talks, the Major League trading deadline is Thursday afternoon. Brewers reportedly one of the teams that might be interested in the veteran left-hander. It was the Yankees 12, the Rangers 11. Minnesota gets by Kansas City 2-1, and Oakland scores 6 runs in the ninth inning to beat the Houston Astros 7-4. Minor League Baseball, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers open up a homestand with a 3-2 victory over Kane County. Clint Coulter with a 2-run home run. Green Bay Bullfrogs fall on the road to Battle Creek 4-3. The Bombers score 3 runs in the eighth. Frogs have a strange home-and-home doubleheader with Wisconsin. They'll be in Wausau on Wednesday afternoon and then come right back to Green Bay and host the Woodchucks at Joanne Stadium Wednesday night at 7:05. Sheboygan A's rained out in their game with Manitowoc on Tuesday night. They will be at Menasha Wednesday night, a critical game in the Northeast Wisconsin League standings. NBA news, the Los Angeles Lakers formally introduced their new head coach, former guard Byron Scott, coming back to handle the bench for the Lakers.
The passion and the love that I have for this organization is second to none. I'm going to do everything in my power to make the Buss family proud and do everything I can to bring this team back to where we know it should be.
An iconic venue in college basketball is underwater. A water main break on the campus of UCLA has flooded legendary Pauley Pavilion. There are photos online showing the arena floor completely submerged. Danny Hamlin's crew chief, Darian Grubb, and his car chief, Wesley Sherrill, have been suspended 6 races by NASCAR after the car failed an inspection at the Brickyard 400 in Indianapolis last week. And Hamlin has also been docked 75 points in the Sprint Cup standings. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.